How vile are the sordid intrigues of the town, cheating and lying perpetually sway, from the blue cap to the politic gown, a plotting and sotting they waste the day. All their discourse is of foreign affairs, the French and the wars is always their cry. Marriage, alas, is declining, and I, a poor virgin, lie pining. A curse of their jarring, what luck have I? I thought a young trader by ogling charms into my conjugal fetters to bring. I planted my snare too for one that loved arms, but found his design was another thing. From the court province down to the Dulcets, both cullies and wits of marriage are shy. Great are the sins of the nation, a shame of the wretched occasion, a curse of the monsieurs, what luck have I? A counsellor promised to give me a fee, and swore he would make me a lady of sport, but I was resolved not a harlot to be, if he could have made me a lass of the court, when that he saw how I was inclined, and what I designed, he made me reply. Virgins, alas, are too cruel. Oh, be kind to me, my dear jewel. A curse of your whining, I then did cry. The next, a young seaman of honor and fame, he daily contrived my love for to win, and swore if he could but my favor obtain, great treasure and riches unto me he'd bring. But when he saw that I would not yield unto him the field unless he would wed, he stood like a man was enchanted. Sure never was seaman so daunted, because I refused him my maidenhead. Of late a young scholar from Oxford did come, whom for a husband I thought to entrap, but I did find him too hard to be won, which makes me complain at my cruel mishap. All men alike of marriage are shy, which makes me to cry a shame of them all. Thus to leave wedlock declining, and I, a poor virgin, lie pining, when that my request it is but so small. The counsellor, soldier, and countryman too, daily from tavern to coffee-house go. There they do plot and contrive what to do, which makes my poor heart be so full of woe. They talk of religion, though little they have, but how to live brave they always do strive, and leave a poor virgin complaining, while they their designs are obtaining. Sure there is no honest man scarce alive.